Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Phil Koufidakis, who is the owner of Baker Brothers and also the president of the NFA. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. We're in a beautiful place, and the altitude is very high.
I was going to mention that next. We're in Beaver Creek at the spring NFA meeting. Most people know the NFA, National Forecovering Alliance, is an elite group of retailers that do a large volume of business. I think there's 42 in your group now, right?
That is correct, yes, 42.
And you have all of the members in attendance at this meeting, right?
We have all the members in attendance, and really most of the business owners themselves are here, so which is great.
And you've been president now for 3 months. They elected you at the fall meeting. We'll get into a little bit more on the NFA, but let's go to your day job first. As head of Baker Brothers, tell us a little bit about business conditions in Arizona, if you would.
Well, we've been, for the first time in a long time, can say we've been fortunate in terms of business. The last 9 months have been very good for our business. We're up over 20%, and that's after 4 or 5 years of very difficult business conditions. So things have been really good.
Mm-hmm. And just a quick rundown on Baker Brothers, number of stores and your focus. Is it primarily retail?
Yeah, we're probably 80% retail. We have 7 retail locations, 1 to the trade location that operates under a different name. Don't do a lot of contract or build a business, so we're really focused on the end consumer.
So 20% growth, do you think that's just because of the turnaround in the marketplace with the housing?
Yeah, there's no question it's tied into the housing. I mean, people are moving and upgrading, and home values are going up, and it's always tied to the housing. And so, while the housing in Phoenix has increased, the new home starts, I think, have doubled from 6 to 12,000. It still doesn't touch anywhere near the 60,000 it was in 2006.
Now, Arizona, I believe, is one of those areas where some of the inventory has been gobbled up by some of these private equity firms, right?
There was a lot of that, but, I mean, probably not as much as people think. The good news about it, though, at the end of the day is we had to bring down the inventory levels before demand could start improving and before prices could start rising, and then everybody feels better about it, new homes, existing homes. So, yeah, there was some of that, but the inventory levels were so high that now we're at a point where the inventory levels are so low, which is good.
And as far as your mix of product, is it pretty equal as far as, I mean, Arizona you would think is more hard surface than carpet, right?
You know, interestingly enough, we do much more carpet business than hard surface business. And we also do a lot of rug business. So we're still over 50% carpet. You know, the hard surface business is split between so many categories that there's not always one category. It used to be all tile. Now probably wood is more popular.
Let's go into your background a little bit, because I think it's part of what makes you a good option as far as president of the NFA. You started on the wholesale side. You actually started with Shaw Industries and spent some time with World and also with Stanton, right?
Yeah, I still have more years in the wholesale business than I do in the retail business. So I got to see a lot of cool things. God, I've worked side by side with a lot of our vendors for many years and actually called on a lot of our members for many years when I was on the wholesale side.
And so you've been the president of the NFA, as I said earlier, about 3 months. What challenges have you faced? Have you faced many challenges yet?
I'd say early on the challenges are few. So that's really great. I mean, you know what? We have a great group, and we just kind of keep make sure we're moving in the right direction.
This is the normal type of meeting. You started out yesterday with a speed dating. Today's an activity day, and tomorrow's your board meeting, right?
Yeah, I think roundtable may be better than speed dating, but that's okay. Yeah, we had actually what I would tell you is the best vendor day we've ever had yesterday. And today we had a day of social activities for the vendors and the members to get to spend some time together. And tomorrow's our all-day knockdown, drag-out board meeting.
You know, I've heard a little bit of feedback about yesterday, and I've heard that a lot of the vendors came with some pretty exciting new products to offer your members, right?
Yeah, they were really, really prepared. We had a lot of dialogue with many of them before the meeting and talked about doing some things differently than in the past. And there's not a lot of time, so they've got to be very detailed and very focused. And some of them made really tremendous presentations on some really cool new concepts for the members.
All right. This presidency is a 2-year term, and as you think about what your goals are as the leader of this organization, tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish.
Well, I guess the simplest form is the members getting closer to the members and the members getting closer to the vendors. We've got a lot of new members, which has caused some challenges in terms of the intimacy of the group. And so we're going to work on making sure that everybody's pairing up with people that they may not know as well and keeping all of the brain power in the group moving in the right direction. The same thing on the vendor side. While the vendors know all of the members individually, we need to make sure that we're supporting our core vendors and our specialty vendors where the opportunity exists to buy products through there.
You know, one of the most impressive things about these meetings that you have is that definitely your buying power is important. But the principals of a lot of these vendors come to these meetings. It's really a statement about how much they value the relationships with these people.
Yeah, it's not only the relationships. First of all, they've had the relationships forever. But the second thing is they value the input. And, you know, it's funny because I find over the last couple of years that not only the high-level executives, but some of the owners of the mills, they've been far more receptive to listening to what we have to say versus thinking about what they want to do. And I think that difficult times and conditions have caused us all to think differently about our business.
So we're in Beaver Creek, Colorado now, and there's 2 weeks left in the ski season, so this is a great time to be up here. Conditions were perfect today. And in the fall, your meeting's in Boston, right?
Yeah, we're going up to Boston. I'm really excited about that. First of all, I'm an East Coast guy, and I always like to go back to the East Coast. Second of all, it's a fantastic city, and we've got some really cool things planned. And so, you know, one of the challenges with the group is we've been doing these meetings for a long time and twice a year, and we visited a lot of great places. And so our challenge is to continue to come up with great places to have meetings where there's enough things to do on a social level for everybody. And at the same time, there's enough meeting space, room space for the members and all the vendors. So, yeah, no, the meetings are absolutely great.
All right, great. Phil, good to spend time with you again. We've been talking to Phil Koufidakis, who is the president of the NFA and also a principal with Baker Brothers in Arizona. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.